Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
Sunburned and silver-haired, this James Bond meets Ernest Hemingway character is the catalyst behind an iconic brand's revival that transformed them into doing $100 million in revenue every quarter. This is the story of the most interesting man in the world and its unknown origin story that turned this dud of a Mexican beer into one of the most recognizable around the globe. Keep watching to learn why people buy, how to leverage a brand icon, and the secret of selling the lifestyle, not the product. Like, comment, and subscribe so I can keep my job. And check out at the Marketing Millennials on YouTube for the full video version of this story podcast. We've all heard of the most interesting man in the world, but did you know that the origin story was fueled by deep male insecurity? Picture this. It's a rainy Thursday morning in 2006. You just logged onto your laptop and you check your email. You sift through messages from the brand team about logos, a message from legal about the blog you posted yesterday, and oh no. You see an invite for company-wide happy hour tonight. No thank you. Awkward convos, too many cheese boards, and constantly checking your watch for the time. It's a recipe for a brutal Thursday night. You'd much rather spend it watching Suits. But what if I told you there was a way to avoid the awkward head nods and smiles? And hint, it doesn't have anything to do with skipping happy hour or slamming an unnecessary amount of vodka crayons to enjoy yourself. Meet the solution. Dos Equis, your new favorite beer. But Dos Equis had a problem. They were losing the younger male market, a key segment. They had a beer rich with Mexican history, but their marketing department was a total dud. Unable to capture their niche, Dos Equis was getting swallowed up by an influx of craft brewers, catering to younger audiences looking to ditch the light beers of their parents' generation. That was until the iconic Most Interesting Man in the World campaign was dreamed up by Caroline Credit. A single girl in the city of endless possibilities, Akron, Ohio, Caroline went on a few dates downtown and she left each with a glaring observation. Every man Caroline had gone on a date with was boring, insecure, and not up to her standards. With even one of her dates spending hours telling extravagant stories as if they were his own when they obviously weren't, Caroline realized that many young men were insecure, mundane, and craved to feel more interesting than they actually were. Then the light bulbs went off, not literally, and she took her idea to the team at Dos Equis. While their competitors took on a frat dude imagery in their campaigns featuring young men drinking and partying, Caroline had the idea to make a refined older gentleman, aka the most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis brand icon. This decision all came down to why people buy. We don't buy because of who we are, we buy because of who we want to become. Caroline's discovery exposed men's underlying psychological need that Dos Equis could lean into, the need to be interesting. Dos Equis' focus on the most interesting man in the world appealed to men's self-conception and served as a model of masculinity. A two-time winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award, mosquitoes refuse to bite him out of respect. Consumers want to be like the most interesting man in the world. And the added layer of humorous absurdity amplifies this larger-than-life symbol of masculinity. Now, the most interesting man in the world was a spokesperson just like all other brand mascots, right? Wrong. Dos Equis carefully positioned the most interesting man in the world as a consumer of the product, not a brand cheerleader, making his word carry more weight. Think Tony the Tiger or Flo from Progressive. Both are effective brand icons, but they're also huge cheerleaders. They would never say anything bad about their respective brands, so to an extent, you can't fully expect them to speak the truth, and in turn, their word carries less weight. Dos Equis' subtle tagline, "I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis," goes completely against traditional marketing wisdom of making your product sound flawless and positioning it as the only solution. Did the most interesting man in the world really admit he drinks other things than Dos Equis? Yes. Wow, right? Insane. With this layer of added authenticity, consumers could legitimately trust the image, aura, and word of the most interesting man in the world. How convenient for Dos Equis. Continuing to buck traditional marketing wisdom, Dos Equis beer was never the focus of commercials. Whether it was the most interesting man in the world giving his dad the talk or playing himself in a past life, you won't spot a Dos Equis logo until the last 10 seconds of every commercial. This plays perfectly into Dos Equis' goal of selling the lifestyle that comes with their product instead of selling the product itself. Nike is the king of this, selling the idea of pushing your limits and achieving peak performance. The shoes are just a vessel to get there. Surrounded by beautiful women, the focus of attention at the party, peak masculinity, the lifestyle is the focus of every commercial, and drinking a Dos Equis is just the vessel to get there. Why does this matter? The alcoholic beverage industry is cutthroat. There are hundreds of thousands of competitors, and if we're being brutally honest, there's only so much difference you can get between each product. Like Bud Light, Miller Lite, all taste same, generally the same. By selling the lifestyle, Dos Equis is able to differentiate in the market. Forget the taste of the beer. The true taste of a Dos Equis is being the most interesting man in the world. Can you get that from a Coors? Didn't think so. When the campaign launched in 2006, Dos Equis had a meager 3-4% market share of imported beer. And this was at a time when sales of other imported beer fell 4% in the US. Dos Equis increased sales by 22% thanks to the most interesting man in the world. Their sales in Canada also tripled, and by 2014, they had increased their market share by 50%. The campaign was such a hit that it ran all the way until 2018, and the most interesting man in the world became a cultural phenomenon, seen hanging out with US presidents, Michael Jordan, and Leo DiCaprio. The most interesting man in the world acts as a great reminder for marketers that consumers don't buy because of who they are, they buy because of who they wish to become. The most interesting man in the world appealed to men's self-conception and served as a model of masculinity. A two-time winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award, mosquitoes refuse to bite him out of respect. Consumers want to be like the most interesting man in the world. And the most interesting man in the world serves as a lesson in building a brand icon whose word influences consumption. Tony the Tiger and Flo from Progressive are effective brand mascots, but their impact is limited because they're simply brand cheerleaders. They would never say a bad thing about their companies, so how can you fully trust what they're saying? The subtle tagline, "I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis," shows the audience that yes, the most interesting man in the world drinks other drinks, but if he had his choice, it would be Dos Equis. That carries significantly more weight. Lastly, if you want to differentiate in a crowded market, sell the lifestyle your product or service provides, not just the product or service itself. Just like how Nike sells the idea of pushing your limits and achieving peak performance, the shoes are just the vessel to get there.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.